a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's cloudy, smoggy, 34 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah student shooting.
The 14-year-old accused of killing two Hunter High students will stay in juvenile detention even though there aren't any official charges. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the latest. Paul.
Well, Jeff, one of the first things prosecutors asked for was an extension to file formal charges against the teen, saying that they hope to file them as quickly as possible, and the judge agreed. He said he's keeping the suspect in juvenile detention because of the seriousness of the charges. And at the end of the hearing, the suspect actually tried to make a statement to the judge, saying he really is a good kid. But that's when Judge Mark May stopped him, advised him that he should not say anything at all at this point in the trial. Another hearing was set for next Wednesday. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Makers are considering changes to the death penalty, and today, the author of a memoir that became an award-winning film stopped by the state capitol to speak with the governor and lawmakers. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda reports.
Brian Stevenson wrote Just Mercy about his experiences defending a man on death row. His memoir was turned into a major film starring Jamie Foxx, who won an NAACP Image Award for his performance. Stevenson was at the state capitol today to meet with lawmakers to talk about the death penalty, saying during a press conference that the death penalty was more of an obstacle to public safety than anything.
Stevenson was joined by Representative Lowry Snow and Senator Dan McKay, who are co-sponsoring a bill aimed at changing the death penalty law in Utah. New Mexico's governor is asking state workers to become substitute teachers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is asking state employees and the National Guard to become licensed substitutes to deal with staffing shortages in the schools. She says what families have been going through has been like a constant whiplash.
Monday you're open, Wednesday you're not, Friday you're open, Monday you're not, after school is open, after school is not.
The governor says parents, educators, and kids are all suffering from the crisis in schools. Traffic is heavy at the Biden administration's new website for free at-home rapid COVID-19 test. COVIDtest.gov has been visited more than 40 million times since it went live yesterday, but there have been a few bugs in the system.
So we heard from individuals who lived in apartment buildings that it looked like the address would have been the same and they wouldn't be able to double order. I understand a lot of that's been rectified. Now the question is going to be how quickly those tests arrive.
ABC's Rick Klein reports the test should arrive in 7 to 12 days. And in breaking news on KSL News Radio, a vote is expected in the next few minutes to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate. Democrats want to do away with that rule so that they can vote on two voting rights bills. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And when that vote comes, Maria, we'll jump right in here. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. Airlines ran smoothly today after AT&T and Verizon kept 5G service off near some runways in the U.S. ABC's Alex Stone says not everything is running smoothly, though.
Even with 5G towers right around airport runways turned off, there are still quite a few planes like regional aircraft that are not approved to land at certain airports in low visibility because a C-band of 5G is on now. By the hour, the FAA is clearing more aircraft types to land with how 5G is set up right now. FAA head Steve Dixon saying,
"We have, in this case, two very different industries that have different ways of looking at risk.
Luckily, the weather in the U.S. is pretty good right now, allowing for low visibility landings to not be a problem immediately." Alex Stone, EBC News.
A new report says eventually Utah's massive growth spurt will come to an end, but not yet. In fact, it might take decades. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas says those projections are in a new report from the Gardner Institute at the University of Utah.
The report says Utah's population will reach about 5.4 million by 2060. Utahns 65 and older will make up about 22% of the population by then. It's 11% now. While the birth rate has been going down, the number of people having children is expected to increase in the short term, so the population of children and young adults will go up.
Projections show Utah County will have the biggest increase in population over the next 40 years, but job growth will be fastest in Salt Lake and Summit counties. There's new research to learn about how mining and racing impact the Bonneville Salt Flats. Here's KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
The Utah Geological Survey is working with the U of U and other groups to study the impacts of climate change, car racing, and salt mining on the flats to help preserve the salt fields for years to come. Lawmakers gave the Utah Geological Survey $1 million during the 2020 legislative session, and the Bureau of Land Management has given an additional $125,000 to the project. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
It's soon going to be easier to get medical marijuana in Utah. You still need a prescription, but the Department of Health is allowing physician's assistants, nurses, and podiatrists to write the prescriptions. 21,000 medical professionals will be eligible, but each would only be allowed to recommend cannabis for 15 patients, tops. At this moment, 41,000 Utahns hold medical marijuana cards. KSL News Time 5:35. The rush continues. Ricky Meese continues to cover it. And what do you see?
Well, we still have lingering delays. A tow truck is on the scene at the intersection of SR 36 Main Street at Mills Junction. This is for Tooele County drivers. If you're going to exit off of I-80 at Lake Point, be prepared for brake lights waiting for you. Hopefully, they're going to have this cleared soon and all lanes of traffic open so these delays can clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.